You shouldn't be doing this, but you still are, aren't you? Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. A new poll found the average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. That's 10 and a half work days, or just over 2 weeks worth of work while you're sick. And the top reason we do it, we rather power through and not have people think we're just being dramatic. Don't be the average American. Do the uninfected a favor and stay in bed if you notice anything from today's list of top five signs you're too sick to leave the house. Here we go. Number five, your nose is red and it's been days since you did coke. Okay, hours. Top five signs you're too sick to leave the house. Number four, your voice is so scratchy that Miley Cyrus offers a lozenge. Number three, your floor is covered with more Kleenex than a 13-year-old boy on an OnlyFans bender. Top five signs you're too sick to leave the house. Number two, thanks to all the Sudafed you burnt through, you can't make any meth. And the number one sign you're too sick to leave the house, your sneeze created so much ectoplasm, someone called the Ghostbusters. There you have it.
Breaking the news. That's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Silly conspiracy theories about the collapse of that Baltimore bridge are circulating all over the internet, but us smart folks know the truth. Princess Kate sabotaged that boat. The New York Jets will keep Zach Wilson if no other team wants to trade for him. In other words, the Jets will keep Zach Wilson. Jack Black says he wants to do a School of Rock number two. It's a big deal because other than Kung Fu Panda 2, 3, and 4, he doesn't do sequels.
It's 60 Minutes meets Gone in 60 Seconds. Tune in tomorrow for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
It's time to have a little fun on the phones. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and today we're going to be calling a school teacher and asking if I can come in and give a presentation on health. Because, you know, a lot of schools are coming back on that kind of department, and it's tougher for the curriculum and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to offer my services. Trust me, I'm going to take it a little too far. It's another Prospector prank call on Rock 107.
Hello, this is Kate.
Yeah, I'm calling Fisher Elementary, right? Mrs. Perry's class?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Well, my name is Rick Pritchard, and I wanted to give you a call if you have just a second and talk to you about the upcoming class. You're teaching sixth grade, right? Six?
Yes. Well, how can I help?
Okay. Well, I understand that they cut health programs for kids, and what I wanted to do is offer my services. I could come in and do a presentation regarding proper hygiene, because I know at that age, like sixth grade, you know, kids are in kind of turning into teenagers and stuff, and hygiene's a big deal.
Yeah.
So what I could do is I come in and I present a family-friendly, G-rated, basic general hygiene, teeth brushing, stuff like that. Is that something you'd even be interested in?
Yeah, I would, but you'd have to get it cleared through the administration.
Okay. Look, of course, but before I even approach them, I just thought, like, it would be, I'd go make sure you're interested before we move forward.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, I'd love to tell you a little bit about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested.
Now, I do know, you remember McGruff the Crime Dog, right?
Yes.
Well, this whole thing got started because I ended up with one of those costumes. And obviously, I'm not going to come in and talk about crime. I don't know that. But I thought, what do kids need to know? Well, they need to know that they live in a very germ-filled world. So I do McLean the Germ Dog, kind of like a takeoff, okay? I come in and I teach the kids, like, look, you know, you need to wash your hands after you use the restroom. Other things, like if you're ever in a public place, always have Kleenex so that way you don't have to touch the door handle or touch any surface. You know what I mean? So things like don't ever touch your eyes because, you know, you could have so many germs on your hands, you can get an eye infection. Or if you're in a hotel, don't even get on the bed at all. Wear sandals all the whole time and don't touch anything in the hotel room. Like if you're on a plane, make sure your hands are gloved so you don't touch anything because you really need to impress upon these kids that they're exposing themselves to millions. And like, that's kind of what I'm doing. They're exposing themselves to all those germs. I want to take them through that.
Okay, well, it's a little excessive.
Well, which part is excessive?
All the masks on planes and not using any public rooms.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the most germ-covered thing you have right now?
Probably a doorknob.
No, your cell phone. And you're pressing that against your face, right? Was it in your back pocket? Yeah,
yes,
right? That's like right next to you-know-what, okay? Your bottom. So now you got your bottom right on your face. You're pressing that right up there. You see what I mean? This is the world we're living in, and nobody's teaching these kids. Hey, if you're in public, you need to be wearing goggles and a mask and a glove, and don't expose yourself to these germs. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know, but, like, they they really don't need that level of extremeness.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, like, do you know, like, are people catching stuff every day? Like, have you seen the flesh-eating bacteria out there?
Yes, but how
many of your students...
How rare is a flesh-eating bacteria, though?
Well, let me ask you this. Does it matter how rare it is once you got it? Because when that happens, you lose your skin.
Yes.
Look, I'm just trying to teach these kids they're living in a basic sewer. And it sounds to me like you just want them to go out there and catch everything that's out there.
You're just teaching these kids to be scared, and that's not what we want.
Not scared, but cautious at least, okay?
I don't know. This seems
if somebody just says, look, here, take a drink of something, you just suck out of their straw?
I mean, we don't share drinks. We don't encourage people to share drinks.
Right. You don't want a cold sore, right? So that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm starting them out early and say, look, protect yourselves. There's a right way to protect
them. You're teaching them to be afraid of all germs.
Well, which germs are good and which bad, do you know? No, because you're not...
No.
Right, you're not the expert. You know who's the expert? McLean, the germ dog. Is that funny?
I'm sorry. This doesn't sound like something.
It's not. Okay, really. How about this? How about I just come in and I give them a basic course on how to do a prank call on a teacher?
What?
How to do a prank call, a prospector prank call. I'll teach them how to prank call. Like, okay, you're on Rock 107 right now. I'm not McLean, the germ dog.
Oh,
I'm prospector.
Here I was thinking you were going to teach kids to be afraid of life.
Look, put yourself in a bubble. Don't leave the bubble. You'll be safe.
Did you know they really did this? Yeah, good morning. I'm Rock 107's prospector. For the past 6 years, Cadbury has had an actual contest to find a Cadbury bunny. I thought all the weird animals and ears trying out was just a commercial, but no, they actually look for one and crown one. And this year, a pet raccoon from Florida wins the Cadbury bunny tryouts. Louie is his name, and he'll have a role in the 2025 Cadbury bunny tryout commercial. Evidently, it's an Easter tradition for the band. The picture on the website shows cute little Louie with bunny ears on his head. I just want to celebrate his big win.
Louie Raccoon, you'll see him real soon as the new Cadbury bunny. There's been dogs and cats, but thankfully no rats, even though that would be funny. He found fortune and fame from the pictures he paints. Gives his furry friends all the money. Oh, come on, Louie boy. Come on, Louie boy.
It was the best, Jerry. The best. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's prospector. I want to know about the best concert you ever saw. Sometimes it is the first. Sometimes it's one way down the road. What's the best concert you ever saw? Get at me. Open mic on the Rock 107 app from your iPhone or Android. 1-888-ROCK-107. 1-888-762-5107. Tell me the best concert you ever saw. Ed from Jenningsville in Wyoming County checking in on the toll-free Rock Lines, Rock 107. What is the best concert you ever saw, Ed?
I think it was around 1980 was Pink Floyd, The Wall at Nassau Coliseum. That was the best one, and I've seen a lot of concerts. It was just unbelievable. The way they did everything, how they built the wall, and then they came out in the middle of the wall, did some sets in the middle, and then they had a halftime show where the wall was done, and they came back out. It was just great.
Mike checking out on Facebook.com/AngryProspector says McCartney and Hershey Park got the energy of somebody in his 30s. Carolyn, the Eagles, before Glenn Frey died, saw him after, just wasn't the same. Talking about the best concerts you ever saw.
Ryan checking in from Mount Cobb on the toll-free Rock Lines. Ryan, what was the best concert you ever saw?
Tom Petty, when he came to Montage, one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Was that the one with the Black Crowes opening, or was it a different time?
It was then. I think it was around back in 2008, maybe 2007.
Want to know the best concerts you ever saw? Chuck, checking in on Facebook.com/AngryProspector says Pink Floyd, Giant Stadium, 84. Melissa is telling me David Bowie's Serious Moonlight Tour in 1983 was incredible. I want to know the best concert you ever saw. Open mic on the Rock 107 app. Text or get at me on the toll-free Rock Lines, 1-888-ROCK-107.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
Firefighters in New Jersey rescued a yellow lab that got her head stuck in the rim of a spare tire. They lubed her fur up with dish soap and vegetable oil, but eventually they had to use a plasma cutter to get her out.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107. Ladies and gentlemen, grab the kids, call your neighbors, and gather around the radio.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Jam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
We uncover the most baffling, ridiculous, pathetic, cockeyed, laughable, preposterous blunders in the world of misdeeds.
Nominee number one.
If you break the law and get arrested, maybe don't brag about how much you broke the law. A cop in Indianapolis clocked a Mustang going about 84 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone and tried to pull the guy over. But he took off and got into a high-speed chase. Police say they hit speeds of over 100 miles per hour. It's not clear what the idiot's top speed was, but he claims it was closer to 200. The driver was 20-year-old Michael Stancato, and the chase ended when he hit a curb and then had to be wrestled to the ground and tased. Well, after they had him in custody, he started bragging about it and told a cop he saw his speedometer hit 170. They haven't said if that's true or not, but he can expect it to come up in court. They arrested him for criminal mischief, criminal recklessness, and resisting arrest.
Nominee number two.
Have you ever left a cup of coffee on the roof of your car? Well, this is slightly worse. A guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on top of their SUV and drove off. Yeah, he tossed it on the roof to put it in last so it wouldn't be crushed by other boxes he was taking out of a storage unit. Then he forgot about it and merged onto a major highway. The dress was in a box, so maybe it's okay, but last I heard, they hadn't found it yet. They walked down the side of the highway, but it wasn't there. The bride's name is Lindell Kane, and her fiancé is Tom. She posted about it on Facebook and said Tom, quote, stupidly left the package on the roof, end quote. They're offering a $500 reward for anyone who turns it in. The good news is they are still getting married. She said he's really upset, and she joked it'll at least make for a very good speech at the wedding. Plus, they still have time to replace it if they need to. They're not getting married until next February.
And the winner is...
the guy who left his fiancé's wedding dress on top of his car and drove off. Trust me, dude, that's coming up every time you get into an argument. You're the Yam Bag of the Day. We'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Keep it here for all the nominees. For Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, weekday mornings on Rock 107.